Thoughts on Zephaniah. Zephaniah chapter 2 and verses 1 to 3. Call to return. Now even the title itself, just the title, tells you that we're in the realm of mercy here. Here is this terrible defection by Judah following Israel. Long-standing refusal to hear the call of the prophets, the invitations of God, the warnings, and so on. But even so, though judgment is near, and though it's been very severely, the severity of it has been laid out very clearly by Zephaniah, yet God comes again, gather together, O shameful nation, before the appointed time comes, and that day sweeps on like chaff, before the fierce anger of the Lord comes upon you, before the day of the Lord's wrath comes upon you. Seek the Lord, all of you, all you humble of the land, you who do what he commands. Seek righteousness, seek humility. Perhaps you will be sheltered on the day of the Lord's anger. Zephaniah 2, 1-3. The call to return. An appeal to the nation, verse 1. Recognize, admit your guilt. Shameful nation you are. Admit it, recognize it. There's no getting round it. You've committed terrible declension away from the new, from the covenant. You've gone away back into paganism. Now is the time. Before, verse 2, before judgment sweeps upon you and sweeps you away. That appointed day, God has appointed it. Acts 17, 30-31, even in the new covenant. We've got the same there. I say even. It's more severe in the new covenant. God has appointed a day in which he will judge the world. And of course, by that man that he's appointed, Jesus Christ, and so on, Acts 17, 30-31, given assurance of this, in he's raised him from the dead. And of course, Christ displays his power of judgment and discerning and in the letters to the churches in Revelation 2 and 3. But here we're in the Old Covenant. It's a devastating time. Sweeps, I see, verse 2. Fierce anger, the day of the Lord's wrath. These are solemn words. These are frightening words. And the call is in verse 3, seek. Now, this is not a gospel seeker thing. This is the calling of professing believers, the Jews, to return to God, to come to God, to stop going to Egypt or Assyria or whatever it might be, or going to paganism and idolatry. Stop all that nonsense. Stop all that sin. It's a call to the professing people of God. It's a call for humility, verse 3, and it's an encouragement to the humble. If you can see this coming, pray for it. Pray for mercy. All you humble of the land, you who do what he commands, seek righteousness, seek humility. Perhaps you will be sheltered. Be obedient to the Old Covenant. Of course, it's all Old Covenant here. Seek righteousness. Obey the law, the Old Covenant again. Have humility. Perhaps the Lord, verse 3, will shelter you. Otherwise, it is certain ruin. Now, what are we going to make of this today? Well, I'm no prophet, am I? So like, the best I can use is perhaps. Perhaps judgment is coming immediately upon the churches. Perhaps it's already here. It certainly is coming in that last day. Acts 17, 30-31. I've quoted that already. Revelation 2 and 3. The churches are under the eye of Christ. The candlestick can be removed. And I believe myself that it's a word for us today. We need mercy. It's not obedience to the old covenant. It's obedience to the new covenant. Oh, how we've turned it upside down. Instead of the house of God being the body of the people, it's now become sacred buildings. Priestcraft is in the pulpit instead of every believer being a priest. We elevate greatness and bigness and mega this and mega that. But what does the New Testament do, the New Covenant do? It elevates weakness. Weakness, smallness. I have chosen the weak, the foolish. Weakness is our strength. And so on, in every way, Christendom has adulterated this new covenant. And we need to get back, brothers and sisters. And of course, it's a word for the unbeliever. It's a call to you. to turn to the Lord now and be saved. Yes, I know the Church of the Laodiceans is used very much in gospel preaching, and I believe it has a gospel application. But the first word to the Laodicean church is for the churches today, lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, and all the rest. We need to hear the word of God, brother and sister, the call to return. The call to return for the believer, the call to come to Christ and be saved to the unbeliever.